Though other Swiss industries often get more attention, like those for watches or precision tools, textile companies have also long been making a mark.
We are here in our old building, built in 1856.
Martin Kagi walks toward a room filled with bales of California cotton in Sennhof near Winterthur. Kagi is CEO of Hermann Bühler, a fine yarn spinning mill. 10 or 12 tons of yarn roll out of this factory a day, with the process beginning with complex machines sorting and cleaning the cotton.
Basically, it has optical sensors which look at the cotton tufts so that it can detect fibers with different color, visual color, but also fibers from different material. There are not very many people operating our machines. This is an important reason why we still can exist here in Switzerland running a spinning mill, because it's not very labor intense. If it would, it would be much more difficult.
Kagi says the textile business has faced a double threat in recent years, forcing it to rethink itself. The first threat came from mass producers of textiles, mostly in Asia, churning out products much faster and much cheaper, making the Swiss look for a niche.
We try, of course, to specialize, to produce more unique yarns, which are hard to copy and for which we can demand a somewhat higher yarn price.
Another challenge hitting Swiss spinning mills, clothing makers, and weavers is the strength of the Swiss franc, primarily related to the euro and the U.S. dollar. Thomas Schweitzer is director of the Swiss Textile Federation.
This is a problem for most of our companies, because from the exports, we have 75% or 80% are going to Europe. If they only were 20% going to Europe, then the problem would be a little bit smaller.
We see that we spin a yarn here directly from a sliver, and spin a yarn which is bound on a spool we directly can sell to our customer.
Kagi there refers to a sliver of cotton, which is like a fine yet fluffy string about to be spun. This spinning mill benefits from having a subsidiary in the U.S. state of Georgia, operating with 150 employees working in dollars. And many Swiss companies have foreign operations, but administration and still some production costs are figured in Swiss francs, keeping the pressure on. Federal statistics have shown a steady decline in export and order numbers. In the first 9 months of 2011, textile exports dropped 4%, and CEO Kagi says that hurts to the tune of about 10%.
10% is a lot in the yarn business, because the yarn business is a volume business to a certain extent, and we typically have relatively small margins. And if the currency makes us 10% more expensive, it eats away a lot of our margin. So we are strongly affected.
What we see here is a diesel motor.
With such tight margins, Textile Federation Chief Schweitzer says companies are looking for money where they can. This spinning mill has its own turbine and generator held over from its 19th century beginnings. New Swiss laws on selling energy from sustainable sources back to the main power grid mean some cash can be earned by the use of this. The river Teuss, just outside the mill. But the fate of companies like this and their employees don't depend on a little extra money, and more on how the story of global sentiment and currency markets unravels.